This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. On Colorado's western slope, the iconic maroon bells have faced growing crowds for years. CPR's Tina Sieg says there's a new push to change that.
The Aspen Times reports that Pitkin County is working with Aspen, the U.S. Forest Service, and others on a management plan for the area, known for its dramatic peaks, lakes, and aspen trees. The consortium will hire a federal Department of Transportation group to complete the plan. A guest reservation system was implemented during the pandemic, and more restrictions could be coming. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado Springs has plans to keep the city cleaner. It will spend $2.5 million on new street sweepers and vacuum trucks and street cleaning crews. There's a contest for residents to name the new street sweepers. Mitchell High School in Colorado Springs will adopt an innovation plan following a recent vote by the State Board of Education. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The innovation plan will allow for non-traditional learning at Mitchell, like career and technical education. It also keeps the school under local control. The state put Mitchell on an accountability clock nearly 5 years ago because of low performance. Since then, D11 has been under scrutiny to improve test scores, graduation rates, and dropout rates, or face intervention by the State Department of Education. The vote last week means the state will not intervene, but will continue to monitor the school every few years. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Voters in Louisville have rejected plans for a 3 million square foot commercial and industrial development. Some voters oppose the project over concerns about traffic and harm to the environment. The developer behind the project says it will proceed with a smaller plan. This is CPR News and KRCC.